How are y'all? No. So let's try this again. Kids, y'all are louder than that. I've been with you all weekend, I know. So, how are y'all?
Good.
Awesome. So today we will be in Matthew, if I ever get there. We'll be in Matthew 25. We're looking at verses 14 through 30. We're going to talk about the parable of the talents. But before we get there, I know I'm up here preaching in shorts and a t-shirt, and we just got back from kids camp, and it was a great time. And it was like 97,000 degrees outside most days. We was hot, we was sweaty, but it was good. It was a good time, and I wanted to tell everybody that let your kids go to kids camp with us, thank you, and all of that. So, but jumping into today's lesson about the talents, this is coming back from something that we heard while I was at youth camp. The speaker there spoke on the talents, and it just resonated with me and the youth kids, and talking about just what God gave you and how you use what God gave you. And that's kind of where the title of the message comes from, is use what God gives you, or use what you have. And it's talking about just use what God gave you. Use what you already have. And I mean, that kind of goes along with camping too. I don't know if y'all ever been camping, but a lot of times you get out there and you get set up and you're like, yeah, I got everything I need. And then all of a sudden, hey, I don't have a pot. I don't have a pan. I don't have this. I forgot my shoes. I only brought Crocs, whatever it may be, right? So you get out there and you're just like, yeah, we'll use what we got. And so that's kind of the thought behind this. But before we hop in, let us pray before we read the Word of God, and then we'll jump in and see what the Lord tells us. Dear Father, thank you for this day, Lord. Thank you for allowing us just to come back together to read your Word and just to hear from you today, Father. Lord, as we dive in, I pray that your Holy Spirit comes down, that it rains in this place, Father, that you are here, that you are working, Father. Lord, we thank you for everything you have given us, and it's through your Son, Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Okay, so we're going to start in verses 14, and we're going to try to get through 30. I don't know, just me in particular, I'm not a great reader, so I'm going to stumble, I'm going to bumble, and it's just going to be what it's going to be. So bear with me as I get through there. But starting in verse 14, it says, "For it's just like a man to go on a journey. He called his servants and entrusted his possessions to them. To one he gave 5 talents, to another he gave 2 talents, and to another he gave 1 talent, depending on each's ability. Then he went on a journey immediately. The man who received 5 talents went and put them to the work and earned 5 more. In the same way, the man with 2 talents earned 2 more. But the man who received 1 talent went off, dug a hole in the ground, and put his master's money in it. After a long time, the master of those servants who came and settled the accounts with them, and the man who had already received 5 talents approached, presented 5 more talents, and he said, 'Master, you give me 5 talents. See, I have earned you 5 more.' His master said, 'Well done, good and faithful servant. You were faithful over few things, so I'll put you in charge of many things. Share your master's joy.' The man with 2 talents also approached. He said, 'Master, you gave me 2 talents. See, I have earned 2 more talents.' His master said to him, 'Well done, my good and faithful servant. You were faithful over few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Share in your master's joy.' The man who received 1 talent also approached, and he said, 'Master, I know you. You are a harsh man, reaping where you haven't sown and gathering where you haven't scattered seed. So I was afraid. I went off and hid your talent in the ground. See, you have what is yours. His master replied to him, said, you evil, lazy servant. If you knew that I reap where I haven't sown and gathered where I haven't scattered, you should have known to deposit my money with the bankers, and at least I would have received my money back with interest when I returned. So I take the talent from him and give it to the one who has 10 talents. For everyone who has more will be given, and he will be given more than enough. But from those who do not have, even what he has will be taken from him and will be thrown. And throw this for good for nothing servant into the outer darkness, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. So back then they was talking about talents, and it was a form of money. But today we're going to talk about a different kind of talent. It's the talent, you know, that we possess, that God has given us with, right? And everybody's different in what that talent may be. Whether it's music, whether it's sports, whether it's being able to speak in public, whether it's being able to love people that's hard to love, and let's be honest, that is a talent. That is something that should not be going unnoticed. That is a hard talent to have. There is all kinds of things that the Lord blesses us with, right? Whether it be physical ability, mental ability, or just compassion overall. And going back to camp, I was challenged, the kids was challenged with the talents that we have, right? And it was not about really doing anything extraordinary. It was just serving with what you have, right? If we go back and we look at the story, the people are given the talents, they're given the money, right? So they already have that. All they have to do is use it, right? Use it to make more. That's what the guy with 5 talents did. That's what the guy with 2 talents did. And the guy with 1 talent said, no, I'm going to just hold on to it. We're going to put it in the ground, and nothing's going to be happening. It's just going to be there, right? So with our talents, and hey, everybody's different, and everybody has their own talent and their own way and their own abilities. But you know, God puts us in positions to use our talents, right? We can flip over, and y'all ain't got to get there. But we'll hop over to Ephesians in chapter 2, verse 10. It tells us, for we are his workmanship created in Christ Jesus for good works which God has prepared ahead of time for us to do, right? So looking at Ephesians, knowing we are his workmanship and that he has already prepared things for us to do, right? He's given us the ability to walk into places, to be able to shine his light, to be able to show love, to be able to show grace. Those things are already set in stone. All he's asking us to do is to be faithful and walk in it, to be able to step in that realm. And just to show God's love, to show grace, to show mercy. And that's huge. And we don't think about that often. And a lot of times, you know, we do things and we don't really have a reason. We just kind of do it, right? And, hey, I know a lot of us, we was born in the South. We were born in the Bible Belt. And a lot of people were grown up. We have manners, yes or no, sir. And to let older people go first and all kinds of things. But there's a point to that, right? There's things we do. There's reasons we do that. And, you know, God's not asking everybody to be the next Billy Graham, to be the next David Platt, to be the next whatever big gospel revival person is. But what he is calling us to do is to walk faithful with him. And he's calling us to use our talents for his glory, for his kingdom. So we see this all over. With the youth, we've seen it, but with kids, we was at camp. And, hey, the kids sat down at lunch one day, or dinner. I can't remember. It's all ran together. But they sat down, and there was another group there of older people, and it was a large group. And they just sat there and let the other people go ahead of them and eat. And we talked about this last night a little bit. We had several of the adults come by, and they told the kids thank you, and they come by and actually made a point to tell the leaders thank you too because of what it meant to them just to let them go ahead of them so they could go on and get there and get their food and get done, right? And just being gracious and a little simple thing of, hey, just, yeah, go on. You can hop in front of me. That's fine. What that made, how that made an impact on those people. Just for them to sit there and not whine, not complain, not do anything, just let them go ahead. It affected those people. They seen Christ at that moment. And that it's not always about the big things. It's just about living where you are for Christ. He's made us. In Genesis chapter 1, it's called the Imago Dei. We are created in his image, right? He created us. He knows what we're going to do. He's laid it out for us. We just have to be faithful to what we have. In the parable, it tells us if we're faithful with the little, we will be given more. Hey, if you are faithful with the little talent you have, he will grow that talent to something bigger and bigger and bigger. But you have to be willing to use what you have, whether it's musical ability, whether it's physical ability, playing ball, whether it's working and helping people. Whatever it may be, you have to be able to use your talent. You have to be willing to use your talents. I mean, that's kind of the simple end of it. There's not a lot. But the one thing we need to get together is, are we doing that, church? Are we doing that? A lot of us know our talents. A lot of us see it. We know how to serve. But we just let the opportunities go by. We're not walking into what God has laid out for us. Even though we may know what to do. We don't. That's hard. That's hard. You know, he tells us that he's always with us, right? We pray for God to go before us and come behind us. It's never us to worry about the results of it. We just have to be faithful to the call of it, right? God will use you if you're willing, but you have to be willing. Let's pray. Dear Father, thank you for this day, Lord. Thank you for allowing us to come and just to meet in your house and to hear your word, Father. Lord, as we get ready to come to you in worship and just to be here with you, Father, Lord, we pray. I pray for each person that you put the desire for them to serve you and to serve others, Father, inside of them. That you give them the courage to walk in whatever talents they have, Father, into whatever you're calling them to do, Father. Lord, as your spirit and as your word leads us, Father, that you just give us grace to go. that we don't let the devil hold us back, Father, but we are pushed by you, and that our focus is on you because you are in front and that you are behind us, pushing us, Father. Lord, we thank you for all you do for us. And it's in your Son's name we pray. Amen.